The Crystal Healing Certification Program is coming soon. Want to know more? For info, free training, and to get on the list, go to crystalhealerschool.com. Welcome to the Love and Light Live podcast, empowering crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs to learn and experience the art of crystal healing. Get ready to listen in and join our crystal movement. Hello, and thank you so much for joining me for the Love and Light Live podcast brought to you by loveandlightschool.com. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and this podcast is the number one place for all things crystals, where crystal lovers and spiritual entrepreneurs can learn and experience the art of crystal healing. In today's show, we're going to explore a really beautiful stone that many of you are probably familiar with. We're going to talk about labradorite. So let's take a look at this gorgeous crystal and dive in together. So labradorite is this beautiful shimmering stone that has this amazing iridescent play of colors on kind of a gray to black surface. And this play of shimmering iridescence is known as labradorescence. So this is actually a phenomenon that you see in labradorite stones. Now, this kind of shimmering quality is really common to the feldspar group of minerals, of which labradorite is a member, but it's this kind of rainbow iridescence that really makes labradorite stand out as being really unique. So if you've listened to the podcast before and heard me talk about some of the properties of crystals, you know that I always like to share a message from the stone we're discussing. So here's my message from labradorite. You have the ability to achieve or exceed your life goals by following your soul path and listening to your inner guidance. And that's really one of the things that labradorite is all about. It's about helping you connect to your inner guidance by enhancing your intuition and really giving some volume and some oomph to that little voice inside that helps guide you in your life and on your soul path. It's also known for its protective qualities and for removing negative energy. I love using labradorite as kind of a shield, like a psychic shield, to keep your field free and clear from outside energy that many of us usually perceive as negative. But you know, you have to remember, energy is just energy, and there's energy that's for your highest good and energy that's not, and it's just there kind of cluttering things up. Well, labradorite really creates this shield around your energy body. Now, the other thing that it's really great for is actually reflecting positive energy back into your field and kind of keeping it there. So if you've ever heard people talk about auras and the way that energy moves through your aura, sometimes you can actually have a leak in your aura where your chi or prana or energy kind of drifts out of your energy field. And that's not good. I mean, it's supposed to kind of stay in your energy field. You want to be able to keep this energy that you're calling into you. And if you do have a leak in this energy field, then labradorite can really help stop or slow that energy leak. And especially if you wear it in the area of the leak. So some of you may have heard me tell this story before, but when I was, I can't even remember now, like maybe 18, 19, or I could have been in my early 20s. I was in a pretty bad car accident and I was going really slow. I was going about 25 miles an hour just through a stoplight, but a sweet little woman turned out left in front of me from oncoming traffic, and I had no time to stop, and I just tapped the back end of her bumper, but it was just hard enough. I was in an older car for my airbags to go off, and my airbag actually broke my left arm in 5 places, and I really needed some intensive surgery. I had 5 surgeries on my arm in a week. It was a crazy time. And this really obviously left a lot of physical trauma in this area of my body. So From then on, I've kind of always had trouble with that left arm and getting my chi or my prana in that part of my auric field to stay there. And, you know, every time I have an aura photo taken, it's really interesting because the rest of my aura is filled with, you know, all these great, brilliant colors. But that area is always sort of devoid of any energy. And so wearing a Labradorite bracelet really helped me while I was working on recovering the energetic part of my health in that area of my body. Now, through lots and lots of energy work over the years, I've actually been able to remedy that, but it really took a great deal of work on my part. And in the meantime, between the different things that I was doing to help and, you know, slow that leak and eventually stop that leak of chi or prana, wearing a Labradorite bracelet and then later a Labradorite ring on my left arm was really helpful for me. So this is something that if you know you have kind of a chronic health issue, if you've had a lot of trauma somewhere in the body, definitely try and wear some Labradorite in that area. Now, this also helps you set personal boundaries. So I mentioned how Labradorite can be an amazing shield and it can really protect you energetically. Well, it also helps protect you kind of more emotionally and set firm boundaries with other people. And I find that, you know, in your work as an energy healer, this can be particularly important if you're doing healing work for clients, if you're doing psychic readings, things like that, or even if you just have a more of a mainstream career where you're doing like counseling or nursing or something that involves like a lot of empathy and a lot of compassion, but you still need to have good firm boundaries in place, then Labradorite is like your very best friend. I just love it for this. So it's also a stone for helping to facilitate past life ascension or past life regression work. It really helps you, again, tune into that kind of inner guidance and be more aware of the symbols and messages that are coming through for you on a soul level. Another thing that the stone can be used for is astral travel and lucid dreaming because of that ability to really stimulate your psychic awareness. Now, while you're kind of in this astral plane, if you have the ability and you understand how this works, some people say that Labradorite is very useful for helping them access the Akashic records and other types of esoteric knowledge. So if you're a psychic or a medium and you need to tap into that information, or even if you're just a deeply spiritual person and this is part of your spiritual practice, you may want to consider trying to use Labradorite to help you tap into those Akashic records and understand your soul path on a bigger, deeper level. Now, one of the things that I really like about it in more of kind of a physical way is that it helps balance the energy of your physical body with that of the etheric body. So I talked about how I really used it to help me with the energetic part of what was going on when I broke my arm, but it helps kind of bring that into the physical body as well. You know, obviously if you can work on something on an energetic level, that filters down into the physical body eventually, which is, you know, so important. That's why we really get to the root cause of, you know, the energetics behind something when we're working with crystals rather than just, you know, taking a symptom-based approach with crystal energy. And so I really like that Labradorite has this ability to bring that balance back between the physical body and the energy bodies. Now, one thing that Labradorite has also been used for is helping to dispel fear. Now, whether this is kind of an irrational fear or a fear that comes from a past life or, you know, a very natural kind of logical fear to have, Labradorite helps you take control back of your life. So, it, you know, our fears are there for a reason. They're to help us, you know, be guided to making the right decisions and staying safe and protecting us. But sometimes our fears can really run wild and control us. And that's when they're a little bit out of control. And Labradorite can really help you gain some perspective on your fears, get them in check so that you can acknowledge them and understand where they're coming from and thank your ego mind for sharing them with you to try and keep you protected and safe, but to also understand when it's okay to step up and kind of have more courage and be a little brave when it comes to overcoming those fears and really facing them and understanding why they're a part of you on a deeper level. Now, this is also a great stone for helping stimulate your imagination and your creativity. So if you're an artist or a writer, this is a fabulous stone to have as a companion. And it's also a stone that many people use as a companion for magical workings. So any kind of ritual or ceremony, because it's known to kind of call in mystical experience. Now, Labradorite is actually also known as a truth revealer. So if you feel as though there's something that you're overlooking or that you're missing, or even, you know, I'll go as far as if you're feeling like you're being deceived, Labradorite and a meditation with Labradorite can sometimes help to reveal the truth, whether that's a truth you've been avoiding or a truth you've been hiding from yourself, or a truth that's being hidden from you by others. Labradorite can really help you root down and understand what's truly behind a situation. Now, the colors of Labradorite really vary. Like I said, the stone itself is usually ranging from light to dark gray, but it's those iridescent flashes of blue and yellow and green and gold and orange that really make Labradorite so attractive and so sought after. Now, you sometimes also have flashes of pink or even purple in Labradorite, but those colors are generally not quite as common. Now, this is a stone that connects very deeply to the third eye, which is the sixth chakra, and the crown, which is the seventh chakra, because of its deep connection to intuition and spiritual growth. It's also related to the zodiac signs of Scorpio, Gemini, and Aquarius, and is strongly linked with the water element as well as the air element. The water element because of its connection to intuition and emotions, and the air element because of its connection to kind of higher realms of consciousness. Now, its companion flower is the daylily. Particularly the red and purple daylilies, I find really complement the energy of this stone. Those are Hemerocallis flowers. And the companion essential oil for Labradorite is neroli or orange blossom. Now, you know, I always like to give a companion stone as well. And for me, the companion that always seems to pair up with Labradorite is rainbow moonstone, because believe it or not, rainbow moonstone is actually just white Labradorite. It's not a true moonstone. And I always found that really interesting. So where Labradorite is more the deep kind of spiritual exploration and intuition and a little bit more of even the shadow side work, rainbow moonstone is a little bit more of that kind of feminine energy that's such a great counterpart for the darkness of the Labradorite. They're very much, they have a yin and yang relationship. So I love working with these two stones together. Now, in my opinion, some of the very best Labradorite in the world comes from Madagascar, but it is originally named for Labrador, which is in Canada. And so it has a very strong presence in Canada. And it's also found in Finland. Actually, some great pieces come from Finland as well. And I love, there's kind of a legend about Labradorite that I share about in my book, Crystals for Energy Healing. And it talks about some of the first people to discover Labradorite in northern Canada. And these were people who were indigenous to the area, and they thought that it was actually the Aurora Borealis from the sky that was trapped or frozen in the ice. And I just think that that's so beautiful that there's this kind of analogy for that beautiful mystical quality of the northern lights, the Aurora Borealis, kind of brought down to earth and trapped in this stone. And I just love that. So I would love to know a little bit about your experiences with Labradorite. So if you're listening to this over on the blog, definitely leave me a comment there about what you've kind of done with this stone. Like I mentioned, you know, I've used this for kind of helping to regain some of that energy in my left arm after my car accident when I had this really bad break in my arm and wrist. I've also used it for shielding before I start crystal healing sessions with clients, and I've also used it for some intuitive work. I love scrying with a labradorite sphere, and it's really hard to scry with an opaque stone, so one that's not really clear. Some people have really good luck with things like black obsidian, even though it's opaque, because it's so kind of shiny and glossy, they can really see in the surface of the stone. And I find labradorite to be very much like that because of this, you know, beautiful play of color and how it really changes in the light, you know, as you rotate it and look at it from different angles. You can get so much out of it and see so many different symbols and pull different messages and meanings out for yourself, especially because it's such a strong activator of your intuition. Now, I also have a little piece of information from Kathy Douglas, the manager over at Mimosa Books and Gifts, my New Age store. And she says that labradorite has a lot in common with moonstone. Both are feldspars, sharing the same basic makeup, so they have the same chemical composition, and both show a distinctive, often bluish inner shine that results when light reflects back from the inner planes of the feldspar. But its darker color gives labradorite a highly spiritual quality, so that people going through spiritual awakening or spiritual development often find themselves irresistibly attracted to it. So I have to know, for those of you who are really attracted to labradorite, are you in a time of spiritual growth, of, you know, this kind of exploration of your spirit, of your intuition, of your psychic ability? What is it that's really calling you to this stone? And you know, take some time to really tune in and think about that and why you feel so connected to it. So I hope you found a lot of value in today's show. If you want more information about anything we discussed in this episode, you can learn more over on the website at loveandlightschool.com/blog. And if you did enjoy the show today, the biggest compliment you can give me is to leave me a quick rating and review over at loveandlightschool.com/iTunes. And I would so appreciate if you did that for me. The more ratings and reviews we get that are positive, the more people will find our show all about crystal healing. And while you're at that link, loveandlightschool.com/iTunes, you can also subscribe to the podcast so you never miss a future episode. That brings us to the end of this episode of the Love and Light Live podcast. I'm your host, Ashley Levy, and I'll be back with you in our next episode. Until then, crystal blessings. The Love and Light Live podcast is a production of the Love and Light School of Crystal Therapy. Visit us online at loveandlightschool.com. The Crystal Healing Certification Program is coming soon. Want to know more? For info, free training, and to get on the list, go to crystalhealerschool.com.